This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks on Wall Street rose to build on a record-setting rally as relieved investors continue to celebrate the Federal Reserve signals it will delay but not slow rate cuts. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, finishing at a fresh high of 5,241. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained roughly 275 points, or 0.7%, to creep closer to the 40,000 mark, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite moved up 0.2%. The stock indexes had closed Wednesday at all-time highs after the Fed put to rest investors' worries that coming cuts to borrowing costs would be less deep than forecast. Policymakers stuck to their outlook for 3 rate cuts in 2024, despite sticky inflation data that might have led to a scaling back in easing. A sea of green for stocks worldwide followed the dot plot forecasts and Chair Jerome Powell's lack of alarm over the Fed reaching its inflation goal. Gold jumped to a record above $2,200 an ounce. With 6 weeks until the next Fed policy meeting in May, other drivers for stocks are now likely to come into focus. While AI growth hopes have provided a boost to techs, there were signs of broadening in the market's relief rally. Elsewhere, the Swiss National Bank stole a march on the Fed by lowering interest rates on Thursday. The surprise move made it the first central bank to pull back and was seen as boosting confidence that tightening has peaked in leading economies. On the corporate front, investors were keeping a close eye on Reddit's debut on the NYSE on Thursday. The social media platform jumped nearly 50% from its $34 per share IPO price. Meanwhile, Apple shares sank more than 4% after the iPhone maker was hit with an antitrust lawsuit from the Department of Justice. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.